She was standing in her hallway by a 20-foot Norwegian pine, dressed from head to toe in Yves Saint Laurent, accessorized with a Chanel lipstick smile.
"It's exactly like the one in Trafalgar Square," she said in her posh voice.
"Only hers is bigger than the one in Trafalgar Square," Gabe, her landscaper, piped up beside me. I smiled. He apparently found her as amusing as I did.
"Darling, let me ask you something," she said, ignoring him, looking at me over her Chanel bifocals. "Do you think it would be too much to put the dog in a onesie?"
I looked at her. "Seriously, Tamsin?"
"Yes." "But it's a handmade designer polar bear onesie. It's Italian."
"Italian? Oh, why didn't you say? No, I can't see the problem putting a big brown dog in a white costume for Christmas, especially if it's handmade and Italian." She nodded, oblivious to my sarcasm, or choosing to ignore it, and began squirting room perfume everywhere. It smelt of fake Christmas.
"The season in a bottle," she smiled coyly.
"The season in my face," I said, wafting the air. "God, Tamsin, it's lethal, that stuff."
"It just says Christmas to me."
She closed her eyes and breathed deeply through elegant nostrils. The epitome of designer style, even my sister's nose was elegant.
"It takes you back, doesn't it?"
She looked at me, and for a moment I saw a fleeting, unfathomable sadness in her eyes. Now wasn't the time to ask if she was okay, not with two interior designers, a landscaper, the cleaner, and Tamsin's kids in attendance for her family Christmas card photo shoot.
"So, I assume putting the dog in a polar bear costume is to do with your white Christmas theme?"
"Yes. Why?"
she replied, already moving on to another item on her to-do list. I shrugged. What could I say? She rolled her eyes.
"Oh, it probably offends your Greenpeace hippy-dippy values to include my pet in the festive fun."
"I'm not sure the dog would see it as festive fun. But why ask me anyway? You'll do what you want to do." A determined woman. I knew Tamsin was quite prepared to rugby tackle the huge dog into his polar bear costume for the sake of a white Wonderland theme, whether he wanted it or not. My sister always embraced Christmas. And this year she was even more stressed and obsessive than ever, not least today as she was dressing the house for the family Christmas card photo shoot. She called it her little pre-Christmas tease. And this year it was all about transforming her 18th century converted rectory into an Aspen ski lodge. "I don't know why you can't buy a box of mixed cards from Marks and Spencer and send them out like everyone else does," I sighed.
"That's exactly why," she hissed. "Because everyone else does."
She marched past me into her designer kitchen, where I followed to unload the mini mince pies I'd made. She stood against the countertop, clad in diamonds, perfectly groomed, smelling very French, and fretting about her Christmas colours and concepts.
"I know you think I'm silly, and it may have escaped your attention, but Horatio's a chocolate Labrador," she sighed.
I noticed. She gazed ahead like she had the weight of the world on her shoulders.
"He won't look good against a white backdrop. I just wish, when we told the kids they could have a pet, I'd fought harder for a white Persian cat instead."
It's tricky. But if he isn't going to match your interior, there's nothing else for it. You're going to have to send him to the kennels for the whole of December," I said, with a straight face. "I mean, something like that could ruin the season for everyone."
That's not a bad idea," she acknowledged absently. "I was joking."
I sighed, but she was miles away, no doubt lost in Samarit's glitz. Tamsin's Christmases were perfect, down to where exactly the turkey was raised. We're talking a postcode for the dinner, to the exact hue of each eye-wateringly expensive bauble on the tree. Even when the kids were little, there were no dancing Santas or multicoloured fairy lights.